You know that David Johnson trade we just told you about? David Johnson going from Arizona to Houston. Ian Rappaport is here to tell us now that DeAndre Hopkins is part of that deal.
Yeah, you just said it. DeAndre Hopkins, the new Arizona Cardinals receiver, comes over from the Houston Texans as part of a huge deal and really as part of a salary dump for the Cardinals. They take David Johnson, their former starting running back, and all of his salary, send him to the Houston Texans, and the Texans send back DeAndre Hopkins. And this has been an interesting one because very quietly, Bill O'Brien has shopped DeAndre Hopkins around the league and at every different point said he needed to be blown away by an offer, that he didn't want to trade Hopkins. Well, now, obviously, he gets an offer that he likes. Here's the whole deal. It's DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth-round pick. He goes to the Arizona Cardinals for David Johnson and a second-rounder. That is the deal, a huge deal to kind of spice things up, and it certainly seems like both sides get what they want here.
All right, let me do this again. DeAndre Hopkins in a four from Houston to Arizona for David Johnson, Ian, and a two.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, stick to sports guy. Guess what? You get to have your day. That was surprising. Let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel and comment there, which I'm sure some of you will have some comments today, feel free to do it. And it's a Monday, which kind of feels like any other day these days because we're all on lockdown. But hey, let's have some fun today. Although there's nothing really to have fun about. We're on lockdown and Bill O'Brien is still an idiot.
Well, if there's someone out there who can still, with a straight face, tell you that the Texans are a smart, well-run organization, I'll show you a fool. I can't imagine being a fan of this team right now, dude. I really can't. Today, and it's funny, when I woke up today, I saw a tweet that said the Texans may consider trading DeAndre Hopkins, and I was like, oh boy, what a kick in the balls that would be. Imagine if they were really that dumb. And then
I thought it was a joke. There's no way. I mean, Peter King's old. He's not that great anymore. He's the one floating this stuff. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way.
And then you come by and you say, hey, did you hear? Cardinals or the Texans traded for David Johnson from the Cardinals. And I was like, oh boy, that's dumb. I said, not as dumb as trading Hopkins, but still dumb.
Yeah.
And then about 5 minutes later, it comes out, no, they traded Hopkins for David Johnson. It's ridiculous, honestly. And Bill O'Brien, eventually there's going to be stories written about him. Like there's going to be the collapse of a franchise, or how he's a cancer. He is a poison pill. We're going to find out that someone sent him here to ruin this franchise. It's the only explanation. And I made a list today.
Okay.
This isn't all on Bill O'Brien, because the first part isn't totally Bill O'Brien's fault. These are the last three major trades the Houston Texans have made. And they made all three of them based on personal issues. Based on the guy didn't toe the line or didn't do what the bosses wanted. And it was, it's honestly, it's three of, if you look at the past 8 years of Texans football, I would say these three names represent three of the five best players the Texans have had. Dwayne Brown, Jadeveon Clowney, DeAndre Hopkins. Last 8 years, that's three of the best five?
Oh, no, no question. I mean, the
J.J.
only,
and Deshaun, right?
J.J. and Deshaun are the only ones in the conversation. You can go back to Arian, but
yeah,
that's it.
If you get back into Arian and Andre Johnson.
But they're all post-Johnson for the most part.
These are three of the – not just – they're three of the top five in the last 8 years or so. They're three of the top 10 Texans players of all time. We agree there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
Dwayne Brown – and a fifth round pick, which turned out to be Shaquem McGriffin, went to Seattle for Martinez Rankin and Lonnie Johnson is basically what they got back,
which became 1 year of Carlos Hyde.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney went for Bartavius Mingo, Jacob Martin, and Gerrion Conley. DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Go for David Johnson, a second round pick, and a fourth round pick.
Dumbass.
It's. These are trades that if you tried to make them on Madden, the game would reject them. They'd say, oh, you can't do that, bro. That's. Yeah, you'd have to put forced trades on to make these trades go through. And the Texans traded all of them because they didn't get along with somebody in the organization. Think about that. Think about imagine you're a manager of employees. Imagine if you fired every employee that you had a disagreement with or you didn't particularly like personally. Can you imagine?
I've worked with people like that did that. And
it's crazy to
it
me.
It is dumb, and there's so much I want to get to on this. But the reality is, and here's a tease ahead to my Wednesday column, which is already written, five worst trades in Houston sports history. Three of them you mentioned, of the top 10.
Isn't that wild?
And I don't think, and I think when you see the list, you'll say, yeah, I can't really argue with that. Now you can argue with where I put them, but... And I put the Brown trade on O'Brien, too, because he's had that kind of power all along. He was totally fine with it, obviously, because at no point has he not gotten his way, and especially since Cal's been in charge. And this is the problem when you give a person with a little man complex, an insecure person, a completely incompetent person, ultimate power, because you start making decisions based on whether or not you like somebody. And when you start doing that, yeah, you're. I mean, this thing is wrong twofold. Because first off, you're basically getting a two for Hopkins. Okay? Well, you should have been able to get a two to take on Johnson's contract.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what do you expect to get from him? You're way overpaying for a running back now. And in a perfect...
Paying for a running back who's got 1,300 yards in the last three seasons combined. And before you say, yeah, but he was hurt... He was hurt one of those seasons. One season hurt, one season terrible, one season benched by the Arizona. Imagine a team benching the third highest paid player on their team and just saying, you know what, man, we can't use you. We're better off with you sitting down. That's what David Johnson is.
Yeah.
And he's going to make $25 million?
I mean, you can cut him. And without much penalty because you traded for him. But
after next year, you can.
After this season, yeah. Yeah, you could cut him without really any penalty. But, well, what the hell is...
Then what did you get for him?
Well,
what did you get for DeAndre?
Now, you're acting like he's an asset. He's not an asset. He's something you take on like the Browns did with Osweiler.
Yeah, this is a penalty to take his contract
on.
You're giving away... I know there's people who think that... And I'm not saying that Deshaun's not the most important player on the Texans. He is. DeAndre Hopkins is the best player on the Texans. He was. He was the best player that they had. Because if you relate him to his peers, like where you rank amongst your peers, there's nobody who could possibly make a list of top five wide receivers in the league and not put DeAndre Hopkins on it.
How many all pros do they have on that roster?
I mean, well, JJ,
he's been one, but yeah, but he's not
current.
I mean, right now, unless he can stay healthy for a whole season, then yeah, he could probably still get back in there. But other than that, you know, I mean, I love Watson, but he's not there yet.
No,
because that's a pretty short list.
With him, you're banking that he's going to eventually be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Right now, he's a good quarterback.
You know what helps make you one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Exactly.
Having a good receiver. And this is another reason why this is dumb. And I don't want to hear any more about, oh, Bill O'Brien, he went to the Ivy League. Yeah, he obviously skipped the classes on being smart because the guy is an idiot. He is just an idiot who's in charge of way too much. And I blame him. I blame Jack Easterby because obviously DeAndre's not a God guy.
Well, he's not a practice guy.
Well, and that's your reason? And apparently, Aaron Wilson tweeted this out earlier. Says, as shocking on the surface and unpopular as the DeAndre Hopkins trade is, multiple sources noted throughout the past year that friction existed between him and Bill O'Brien that could ultimately lead to his exit.
Imagine not being able to deal with friction. And think about this. Who's got more skins on the wall? So if there's friction and it boils down to, hey, somebody needs to get out of the way here. Like, Bill O'Brien has done anything in his career close to what DeAndre Hopkins has done. And not only that, with Hopkins, you're talking about easily a top five wide receiver in the league.
Right.
Who's outside the top five in salary. He's a value.
Yeah, that's the other part. His contract, and I know he wanted his contract renegotiated, and he's going to get it with Arizona, but that's a team-friendly contract. You just say, hey, man, you signed it. We'll talk after next year. But I would have worked with the guy on it because he's valuable. And you can't even tell me that this is an addition by subtraction thing.
There's like, no way.
I would at least listen to that argument with Clowney, even though I don't buy it and I don't think it's right. But what you know what is he's going to say? He's going to come up and say, well, we did what's in the best interest of the team. Well, explain that. Explain how trading your best offensive weapon for nothing and taking on a broken down, useless player and not getting value for the guy. Let's not even, I mean, with him and Clowney, you don't even get a number one pick for either one of them if you're going to trade him.
Or Brown.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Also, guess what David Johnson is? He is currently set to be the fourth highest paid running back in the league this next year.
But hey, you know what?
3 years removed from his last good season, and really his last and only great season of football.
Well, I'm sure he's a great practice guy when he can get on the field.
Yeah.
And, did you hear Lance this morning saying that they view Will Fuller as a number one?
That's insane.
Are you insane?
It's crazy to me.
Oh. All right, well, we got plenty of time to get to this. We'll want to hear some of your guys' thoughts, too, but we're just going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Texter says, hey, Fred, why should I care about these Texans or have you given up? I quit caring about these Texans when it was obvious that Bill O'Brien was going to keep getting more and more power, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I really want to hear from someone who thinks this is a good idea. Blitzer for Life says, so when did Vito Corleone take over the Texans? Hey, Vito was a winner. I'll take Vito right now. He made one mistake by not accepting the drug deal, and he got shot for it. But Vito had a track record. Bill O'Brien does not have a track record. So,
the crazy thing is there's people out there renewing season tickets.
Yeah.
You know? And nothing's going to change because why would they change anything? It's clear that wins, losses, that's not what the most important thing is. it's, are they still profitable? And they're still profitable.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's what they care about. And I heard Barry earlier talking about how, you know, he'll hold back 1% of his anger just in case there's some plan behind this. There's no plan behind this. When has Bill O'Brien ever done anything but one thing at a time?
Right.
He never, I mean, not as a play caller, not in any trades. There's no plan here. If there was, you would have held out and gotten a lot more for him. You should have been able to get what they got for Beckham. And instead, you get nothing. And you take on a bad player. And now you're telling me Will Fuller's going to be your best guy? Give me a break, man. It's just dumb. There's no way around it. This is just a dumb trade. I really want to hear from Bill O'Brien, apologist. I want to hear what he has to say. Someone says, not defending the stupid trade, but when was the last time a Super Bowl team had a star receiver? Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So go ahead and trade D-Hop for nothing. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Titans, okay. Titans fan thinks this is a great move. Yeah, you just made a big mistake of your own by paying Ryan Tannehill.
Bill O'Brien just saved you from looking like the morons of the week.
Yeah, you would have been getting it today. Overpaying for that guy? So, and the sad thing is, you the fan, and I feel for Texans fan, I do. There's a lot of loyal Texans fans who follow this team, and at some point you keep thinking, well, you know, maybe he's on the right track, maybe he's doing the right things. And you go and you buy all these jerseys and you support all those guys, and he trades one of maybe the three guys that would piss off fans beyond belief.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. They don't care.
Honestly, I mean, you say the three guys. I think the only thing that would have been crazy if they would have traded Deshaun Watson today.
Yeah, I think. Well,
because even if they trade JJ right now, you can at least say, well, listen, JJ is not the player he used to be. You know, if you can get some value for him, great. You save some money on your cap, great. There's no down arrow next to DeAndre Hopkins. This guy's not. He's not, you know, fading away. He is still a top tier guy at his position. There were guys on 610. I was like, I got to hear what they're saying about this thing today.
Hey, man.
I don't know who's filling in with Arkansas Milk today.
Yeah.
But he said Hopkins isn't a big time playmaker. He's like, he's some sort of a, they made it sound like he's just a, like a possession receiver. Like he's
okay.
Not a.
Okay.
Oh, really? All right, bro.
It's okay. At the beginning of the segment, the beginning of the entire show, he said, well, we all judge the Raiders for trading Khalil Mack, and now they're better for it. They're a better team today.
Who?
And,
the other guy?
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy is.
I don't know either.
He's crazy. They got a loon on there with Arkansas.
Yeah, guess what the Raiders got for Khalil Mack? Couple right. of number ones.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, let's
face it. If the Texans had gotten two first-round picks in this deal, I think people would have still been frustrated. But you know what? Two first-round picks is a lot. And especially the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, because even with this, they're not going to get that much better.
So, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And it's good wide receivers. The going rate is a first-round pick. Like Brandon Cooks has been traded for a first-round pick multiple times. And DeAndre Hopkins is a better player than Brandon Cooks. They make the same money, by the way. Randy Moss, an aging Randy Moss, got traded for a first-round pick. This is a top-of-the-line receiver in his prime with 3 years of team control left, that the best you could get was a second-rounder and a fourth-round swap, and you had to take on a nasty running back contract. You can't make this make sense to me. You can't. There's nobody who can come on here and go, you know what? Here's why it might be, you know, responsible or the right move for the Texans, because that scenario doesn't exist. I really believe that.
Well, I'm with you. Although I think there is one positive here. If you're a Cardinals fan, you're a happy dude today.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look at you, Cardinal. Good job.
There's no Cardinals fans, though, let's face it.
Well, no, but, oh, well. Somebody mentions, is Tariq Hill not a star? Yeah, good point. So.
Wait, what's the point?
Well, when we were talking about when was the last time a team won a Super Bowl with a star receiver. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was this year. So. I think that I see no positives in this. I think it's Bill O'Brien at his worst, having complete control. And I don't know how Cal McNair sits there and they come to him and say, hey, we're going to trade D-Hop for this. And he says, oh, I think that's a great idea. I think you're doing fine.
It's crazy.
Somebody has to say, hey, listen, dumbass. This makes no sense. If you want to trade the guy, you better bring me back a package, a big package. I mean, I'm talking like porn star package. That's what I want to get back in return. But that's just me. Texans fans today. Can we talk about coronavirus for Maggie Matt?
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, I really want to hear what he has to say about this because, yeah, somebody mentioned Amari Cooper for a first round pick. And not to peel scabs off of another one, but look at the going rate for the defensive linemen that were traded. Frank Clark, Khalil Mack. And what'd you get for Clowney? So if it's just going to be, if you're going to get rid of the guys you don't like, okay. Get something in return, though. This is giving a guy away, taking garbage back, and now trying to sell me that a guy who can't stay on the field can be a number one receiver. Man, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm like, dude, you guys go ahead and I'm not signing long term. You can franchise me for a year, and then I'm getting the hell out of here. Go play for the Panthers.
Foster says, I imagine they're going to use one of those draft picks on a wide receiver, but who's available in the draft that can replace Hopkins? I mean, there's not a second rounder that's going to replace Hopkins. I can tell you that much.
No, and listening to Lance, it's a really good receiver draft, so they'll get somebody, but they're not going to. I mean,
you're not going to get.
How are you going to sell me that you're trying to be a Super Bowl team by getting rid of one of your best players in his prime at 27 years old with an up arrow still there? For nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, I don't get it. So.
Pretty wild, man. All right, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And listen, it is the weather's unpredictable. Some days it's cold, some days it's warm, and it's hard to keep your house temperature right when there's warm air or cold air trying to float out your window. Guys, it doesn't have to be that way. Let Allstate Siding and Windows come out and replace those old aluminum windows with some beautiful windows from Allstate. And guys, this is energy efficient stuff, and they can save you a ton on your electric bill. They've got specials going right now. No payments for 2 years. Family owned and operated for over four generations, guys. It's a great time to invest in your windows. 40% on your energy bills, you'll save in the long run. They've got senior discounts, cash discounts. You want the best rates. Call Allstate. No payments for 2 years, 30% off all windows. Family owned and operated for four generations. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One thing that I've seen in my long career in this city is there comes a time when a coach loses a fan base. And when that happens, then the next step is basically, you know, things go downhill. He loses the team. I mean, he lost the media a long time ago, which doesn't really matter anymore. But the players know when the fans are not happy about something. And the players can't be happy about this. And the difference is O'Brien doesn't care. He doesn't care because he has complete power and there's no accountability. He's never had any accountability. And now he's got, I think when Bob McNair was still alive, there was some accountability. But Cal is just, let's just have a flatter organization. Give the guy all the power. Ooh.
It's wild.
And I can't imagine owning that team and having somebody come to me with this trade and me saying, yeah, that sounds good.
Lamont says, I wish you guys could detail exactly how this trade played out on Twitter. Initially, we learned the Texans got Johnson and we were all happy. But we didn't know what the Texans gave up till 30 minutes later. That's what really hurt. I was the opposite. I thought the Texans trading for David Johnson was stupid, unless the Cardinals picked up his whole salary.
Well, either that or they were giving him a couple draft picks.
Yeah.
I would have taken that, but because they're obviously not going to spend to the cap. We know that.
Because David Johnson, dude, it's been 4 years since David Johnson was even a useful NFL player.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
You know who cares about David Johnson? Guys who played fantasy football in 2016. Those guys are like, oh, yeah, David Johnson's got some game.
Tell you what, guys who had him in 2019 wound up cutting him. That was me. I cut him, and we were talking about it because it's like, yeah, I got to get rid of David Johnson. Like, yeah, and there's always people who say, oh, I don't want to cut him because somebody else might get him. And you're always like, good, because they're going to get this now, and they're going to have to deal with it, not you. Somebody asked, has there been a worse trade in the last 10 years or 20 years in any sport? I'm sure there's been a worse trade. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Because most of the time you have to see how trades play out. And to me, this is like...
I mean, there's some trades like Brett Favre getting traded to Green Bay.
That was pretty bad.
Oops. Steve Young going to the 49ers.
Yeah. To me, though, this is like Doctor Strange in Infinity War when he goes through and he sees 14 million scenarios and they win one.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see this trade for the Texans. There's 14 million possible scenarios. There's one where they win the trade. And to me, that one is even more unlikely than how the Avengers won. Because basically, for them to win this trade, Johnson has to go back to what he was, and not just for this year, for a couple years. Will Fuller has to stay healthy and be a number one receiver. Which, forget that. Hopkins has to suddenly fall off the map. And the Texans have to use that pick to get a player that helps them get to a championship game. That's the only scenario. And how do you see any chance of that?
No.
Me either.
The Houston Oilers once traded Steve Largent for an eighth round pick.
Yeah, that one's
and then he ended up being pretty good.
Yeah, when I was going through and putting that list together, I came up with 10, and in almost all of them, you wound up trading a Hall of Famer before you knew what they were going to be.
Right.
Like the Curt Schilling trade, where the Astros had Curt Schilling and traded him for Jason Grimsley, who never pitched a down for him, then they cut him. And at the time, I said, this is one that I was actually around for. At the time, I'm like, why don't they put Curt Schilling in the starting rotation? Why don't you try him as a starter? It's not like you have great starters. But no, they pitched him out of the bullpen. He wasn't very good. They trade him. And what happened? Now, he's a lunatic, but still, the guy had a great career. That's kind of what happened on most of these trades. The ones that didn't, the Elvin Hayes trade was done because he didn't get along with the coach. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Elvin Hayes went on to a Hall of Fame career. Jack Maron was who they traded for him to get. Ooh.
Is he a good sports player?
All I know is that Tex Winter only lasted one more year with the Rockets. The other one was when they traded Moses Malone, it was a money thing. And now that kind of wound up working out because they got back-to-back number one picks and wound up winning a championship. So that one but still it made no sense. You're trading it's very similar. You're trading a guy in his prime who's one of the best in the league because you don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a combination of those two. Not that I'm giving away my whole list or anything. Let's try Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, sports guys?
Sports Joe.
I'm calling because it's two things. But number one, who in the hell makes bad decisions like this? And everybody in the sports world can see that you did something stupid, but you still think you're smart. That makes no sense to me at all. I'm like, what the hell? And number two, I understand that Deshaun Watson will be upset about what happened with DeAndre Hopkins, but some of this blame lay at his feet, man, because after that Chiefs game and he came out on that press conference saying that this was his guy, that was a mistake, man. He should have went straight to Cal and been like, look, I can't win with this dude. If he didn't want to do it in the media, he at least should have did it in Cal's office. And that way, it would have been already put out there, man, that Bill O'Brien is a damn trash can. And everybody's been knowing this, man. It's just crazy to see that he's constantly putting this. I mean, the franchise wasn't already great. It wasn't a great franchise already. But now, man, you just put it at the bottom of the damn trash can.
Yeah.
I don't understand, man, why. I mean, and Barry was right. I understand. At first, I didn't see what he was talking about. He was like, man, I'm done with this, and I got to find another team. But I'm in that same boat right now. I cannot root for this team while this dude is controlling the reins. I can't do it.
Well, I think they're gonna lose some people, man. I really believe that, and I can't say I blame you. I think it's a smart thing to do. I think the other thing to take into consideration is I can't imagine that Laremy Tunsil or Deshaun Watson look at this as a positive for their long-term success. Both those guys are in a position where, I mean, you can't franchise them both.
Yeah, well, and you may not be able to franchise one of them anyway, considering the way the rules are in the new CBA.
Exactly. So. If I'm them, I may just say, you know what? You choose one of us to franchise. We're out of here. This is a garbage organization. And I feel sorry for Deshaun because he's too good to be wasted here. And I've been saying for years that he's got an anchor tied to him. I think now maybe people are starting to realize that he's literally an anchor tied to Deshaun Watson's ankle. There's such a false ceiling on him right now because he's stuck with this dummy coach / dummy GM. If I'm them, I'm looking for a reason to get out. And Deshaun, that's his boy that just got traded today. It's his buddy. That's his college boy. I mean.
Well, and that's the thing. You maybe should have talked to your quarterback before you made a deal like this. But that's not what he does. And that's the problem. And this is what happens when you get someone who, you get a guy like Bill O'Brien who is insecure. That's what he is. And so you give him all the power. So it's like, oh, I don't get along with you. You're gone. Oh, I don't want to pay you. You're gone. And at some point, if you're one of those teammates, you're going to be like, hey, wait a minute. You're chasing off all these guys. These are the guys I get on the field with every week. These are the guys that help me win games. What the hell? And, oh, by the way, you were a mediocre coach. You're a bad offensive coordinator. Why would we think you'd be a good GM? And it at some point, you know, there's all these things that I just wish the Texans would do. Go out and hire real coordinators and turn them and let them run things and have him oversee it. You know, have some oversight, have some accountability. They don't have any of it. And it's gotten worse. And when they made this move, you knew it was going to get worse. And no, there is no plan. That's the problem. You're just making these moves in the moment. And it's just like, when you play poker, and let's say you got a short stack, and you know where you are on the table, and you know you've got four or five hands before you're going to have to make a move. Well, you're thinking about that all the way, right? You're thinking about, okay, is it going to be this hand? Is it going to be this hand? You're thinking ahead. You're going to get yourself in the best position. Bill O'Brien would never do that. He's just right at the time, whatever it is at the time. I really want to hear from somebody who can defend this. Because I see no positive to any aspect of this, not in terms of the trade, not in terms of the organization. And all it does is make Bill O'Brien once again look like an incompetent little bitch. Let's try Nicholas. Hello. The hell is that? Yeah. All right.
All right.
Let's pass on that.
And then you look around the league and there's some trades being made that are, I mean, if your team's making these trades, you're like, oh man, my team's brilliant. The 49ers is a good example of that. They traded DeForest Buckner.
Yeah.
To the Colts. And he's already signed a big contract now. He's going to be the highest paid defensive tackle, second highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. Colts give up the 13th pick for him. the 49ers, who a lot of people, when they drafted Bosa, they were like, oh, man, they've got a lot of depth there. Why would they draft him? Think about this. They drafted Buckner in the first round. What, it was like, he was a top 10 pick. They got 4 years of solid productivity out of him. And at the end of those 4 years, they traded him for another first-round pick. Like, that's smart business.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Texans are doing this stuff again and again and again. And like, when's the last time we said, man, the Texans really got the best of this team on this trade?
Well, on trades, no. I was going to praise them today because I thought the Bradley Roby deal was a fair market deal that they got done.
It was.
The
they
weekend.
Didn't pay over their heads for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they weren't paying him different. 15 a year. So I was thinking, all right.
But then, actually, I think they're about to trade him and Deshaun Watson for Todd Gurley, is what I'm hearing, and a fourth round pick.
Yeah, then just run the wishbone.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you about hoops. That's the ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go if you want the best basketball goal on the planet. Had a few of the kids from my older son's baseball team over this weekend. They were hooping it up out there. And now that social distancing is becoming more serious, my kids are out there by themselves hooping it up. Because, otherwise they're stuck inside all day. And my wife, we're on week two of spring break right now. Who knows how long it's going to last. My wife wants these kids out of the house. God bless you, Pro Dunk Hoops. God bless you. They've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market, a tempered glass backboard so strong, Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free, and they've got a design for every home, driveway, or backyard. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, so my 12-year-old can get out and play, and then my 7-year-old can turn the handle. Boom. Now he's playing. He's making shots. That's what it's all about. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Not much of a happy Monday. Yeah, I have never seen... I was here all day working. It was Mondays or one of the days that I work from the office. I have never seen so many pissed off people in my life. I thought Lance was going to punch something. He was angry. Tyler was angry. Everybody was angry at this trade.
Well, during the bench, when the news started breaking, that Peter King thing, John kept saying, I don't want to talk about it. And Lance kept pushing it like, oh, it's going to happen. Just watch. And it was all tongue in cheek. Like, there's no way they're going to trade him. And he just kept picking at the scab. And then all of a sudden it happens.
Yeah, and somebody says, ever considered Hopkins wanted to leave? Who cares? If he wanted to leave, great. You tell him we're going to make a trade, great. But get value. And he's under contract for 3 more years. I know he wanted a new deal and they weren't going to give it to him. Okay, fine. But get value for him. Don't get a broken down running back. You just traded for the running back version of Jonathan Joseph. That's what you did. And he's paid twice as much. So it's a dumb move, period. It's not a matter of what the guy wanted when they're under contract. It's like, okay, yeah, we'll, if you decide we'll try to make this work by getting you traded somewhere, then get something close to value. If you at least get a first-round pick, maybe people won't be angry. And 409 says, we're all angry at the trade because it's horse bleep O'Brien. Yeah, I get why you feel that way. Phillips, I'm glad I canceled my season tickets. Look, the only way... that, you know, what you guys should do is stop buying their damn jerseys because they're just going to trade whoever it is.
Think about that. If, you know, let's say my kids wanted a Texans jersey and I was like, okay, I'm going to get you, we'll get you a jersey. I'm going to buy them for their birthday or whatever. I want a player who I know is going to be around. After Deshaun, was there anyone you would have thought was a safer bet than Hopkins?
No.
I mean, there's no one.
Yeah, I just finally catching up on some of the Twitch comments. It's blowing up, but and this is a really simple but good point from our dog. This trade strengthened nothing for the Texans.
Nothing.
You're not better at running back than you were last year. From what you got out of Carlos Hyde, David Johnson's not going to give you that.
No.
He's kind of a duplicate of Duke Johnson,
who's already an overpaid running back.
Right. So you're not better at running back. You're certainly worse at receiver. Those things make your quarterback worse. Yeah, I don't know where you're better.
You're also worse on salary. Like, you're paying more for this team now.
Yeah.
Because David Johnson makes more money than DeAndre does. That's crazy to think about, but that's a fact.
Why are we mad at O'Brien? We know he's incompetent. Be mad at McNair. He enables this bleep. I am disgusted by both of them. And I honestly have never seen, in all my years in this business, I have never seen someone as completely mediocre at his job that's gotten promoted so many times and gets more and more power. As to quote Rick and Morty, he's an agent of averageness. And now he's in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. So, and the truth is, I know a lot of you guys don't want to give up your tickets because you can sell them to people from other teams. But, you know, that's, I think at this stage, there's not a lot of message you can send other than, you know, what are you going to do? Email Cal McNair?
Right.
Or send something to Texans fans at HoustonTexans.com. You think they're going to actually pay attention? You'll get back some rehearsed PR BS. So, yeah, I mean, the only thing you can do is do what you're doing. Keep telling us how much you hate the guy and how irritated you are with this. Because guess what? He has his little cronies listening. It'll get back to him. So feel free to just be honest. So, Nick says, I agree with the texter. I mainly blame the owner for this. Never thought I'd miss Bob McNair and Rick Smith and Gary Kubiak so much. I mean, I think I kind of get the whole, well, don't be mad at O'Brien because he's dumb. Well, but his idiocy is affecting the whole city. It's affecting the fans of this team. So, yeah, he's dumb, and I get it. We're not supposed to get mad at somebody for being dumb. So I always say, I'm not going to get mad at a guy with no arm for not being able to throw a ball. I shouldn't get mad at Bill O'Brien for not being able to think, except he's in a position where now he's impacting an entire city.
Yeah.
And a fan base for an entire city. So, yeah, I think at this stage, M says, Watson is next. Bob getting rid of all the Rick Smith picks. I think at this point, nothing would shock me.
I mean, that would shock me because that's the only... I mean, it would shock me if it were the Texans' choice to get rid of him because that's the only... I mean, that is literally the only thing that's separated Bill O'Brien from being a complete and utter disaster as a coach.
License to Chill kind of nails it. He says the trade was based on emotion. O'Brien gets emotional when anybody challenges him, so he makes a reckless trade just to show a lesson. I have no doubt that's the case. No doubt that he's just like, okay, this guy, he's not my guy. Get out of here. I'm going to send a message. Nobody dare question me. And that is the worst type of leadership. It is the worst type of leadership. And that I feel like I can speak to because being a good manager, we talk about this a lot. You treat everyone fairly, but not necessarily equally. Your high achievers get better treatment than the people who aren't your high achievers. And you know what? You also give them a little bit more room. So if you've got an elite wide receiver who's one of the best in the league and he doesn't want to practice, and as long as he's performing on game day, I'm going to work it out. There's not going to be any fighting over it. We'll talk, but we're going to work it out. And you're going to get the best out of people. Well, whenever it's my way or the highway, then you wind up with all your best people taking the highway route. And it never works. It never works. There are places where you can get away with that. I'm guessing the military because of the chain of command.
Yeah.
That's about it. Maybe, you know, police chief can get away with that. But
I mean, It does kind of remind me of the military, and everybody who's been in the military completely understands this. There's some guy up your chain of command that is a total moron and does everything wrong, but he's there. All the people below him know he's an idiot, but there's nothing they can do about it because this is the way the dominoes have fallen. And a lot of I always said one of the things that frustrated me the most was the military. It's stupid because the way they decide who's in charge is who's been there the longest.
Yeah.
It's not who's the most competent. It's just who's been around. Everybody who served has had a guy like that in their chain of command who's just a total boob. But there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do because he's the guy who's there. He's the guy they put in charge, and it's going to take a complete and utter, you know, act of Congress to change it. And Cal McNair, I don't think he's connected enough to the team or the fan base to really know the kind of impact that this would have.
I don't think he cares.
As long as the check's clearing, right?
Yeah, that's all that matters. So,
all right, I got to tell you guys about my friends over at Carbach, and we'll actually have Eric on in the 6 o'clock hour. He's not coming in. He's going to be on the phone with us. He's in Colorado, self quarantined. Really conveniently, self quarantined in Colorado. But guys, I don't know how much longer bars and restaurants are going to be open, but. If you got the choice to go to one while they are open, Carbach is your spot. Tons of great beer on the wall. The food is outstanding. If you don't want to go to the grocery store because it's a madhouse, you just want somebody to cook dinner for you, Carbach's the place to go. And if you are willing to go to the grocery store, when you get to the grocery store, do the smart thing. Save room in your cart for some Carbach, because if you're going to be self-quarantined in your house for a week or two or three or four, you're going to need beer, and you're going to want good beer. So my good friends at Carbach have something for everyone. Follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Make sure you're keeping up with everything going on at the brewery, the restaurant, and hopefully the soon-to-be-resumed concert series. And when you're on a coronavirus quarantine, make it a Carbach.